B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hey, Jen, what can we do for you?
Oh, you guys got to help me figure this one out.
Okay.
I met a guy, and everything seemed to be going on great. And I don't know. We went out a couple of times, and we were really sparking. And he checked one big box for me, and that was that he wasn't freaked out that I had kids. He loved kids.
Yeah.
And because it's hard being a single mom.
Right. How many kids do you have?
Going out. I got two boys.
Oh, okay, good.
That's
what you're going to be like, I have nine.
Yeah.
I got nine kids, and he's totally, no, I have two. This is the three of us.
Okay.
And so we went out a couple of times, and he even got to the point, you know, he met them, and he was like, we should all go out. And, like, we spent a whole day at the beach together, which was just so fantastic. It was such a great day. And then not. I don't know. He's sort of MIA right now, and so I'm not sure what happened.
Could you think of anything that you possibly did, or?
I don't know. It seemed like one of those charmed days of us, like, almost being, like, instant family. Everyone was playing, and you know, he was with the boys, you know, building sandcastles and jumping in the waves and stuff. And I don't know. It seemed great.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll give him a call for you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jen. Hang on. It's a second date update on the 10s.
Second date update on the 10s.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right. We just talked to Jen. In case you missed it, Jen has two young boys, and her and John went on a date. John hit it off with her kids. They went to the beach. They had fun. And now John is gone. How could I ask this nicely?
Oh, God.
You in your bathing suit.
Oh, don't go there. Mama still got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? What are you going to ask?
I'm going to say maybe John wanted to throw up in his mouth.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying what he might have not been into it, but I believe you.
I look good. If you didn't meet the boys, you wouldn't know I had them.
All right. All right. Well, stay quiet. We're going to call him right now then.
Hello.
Hi, is this John?
Yeah, this is.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so John, it's my name's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa, and we're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. I'm sure you're confused, but I can explain to you why we're calling you. We got your phone number from a young lady who likes you and wanted us to offer you a date with her that we would pay for.
Is this a joke?
No, sir. I swear.
Nope.
Which part of it, though?
Yeah, I mean, no. I'm going to tell you the girl's name. I'm going to get.
Yeah.
We're going to let you pick the place. So, like, if you say yes to this date, you get to pick where, when, all that stuff, and we'll set it up with the young lady. Want me to tell you her name?
Oh yeah, I want to know her name.
Okay, her name is Jen, and you guys already hung out a couple times. She said.
Oh. Hell no. Jen with the kids, right?
Yeah, Jen with
that
the kids. Yes, the one you guys went to the beach.
Yeah, with her two boys.
Yes,
yeah,
yes. Yeah. And she said she looked good in her bathing suit, so it wasn't that.
Nah, I'll give her that. She did look good in her bathing suit. Yeah, but I'm telling you now, I'm off that now. That won't work. That's not going to work.
Yep. Well, okay, can you tell us just so we can get back to her and let her know, because she's very confused. She said that she didn't think she did anything weird on the date. You got along with her kids. So what could be the...
Well, all right. You know, we had been seeing each other for a little bit, and then, you know, she said, hey, listen, let's take the kids to the beach. And, you know, this is kind of my first outing with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I mean, from the jump, it was not good. These boys, they're kind of little monsters, to tell you the truth. And you know, and I got the feeling right off the bat, they hate me.
They hate you?
What?
Oh my God.
Yes. Oh God, yes. The kids, they go, hey, John, lay down on the sand. And so they lay down, and now they start covering me with sand. So I'm kind of like, well, okay, whatever, you know. I'll just, you know, I'll let them do that. And so they literally, like, they're just packing on. I mean, they got buckets, and they're just shoveling it on top of me. And they're covering me up. And literally, I mean, the sand is hot, and I'm, like, starting to sweat. It's horrible. And now they say, Mom, we want some ice cream. We want ice cream. So she goes, okay. She goes, and she goes, John, we'll be right back. I'm going to go get ice cream.
What?
They turn to go, and the youngest kid is 10, right?
Yeah.
And this kid stands over me, and he pisses on my head.
You're freaking lying.
Hold on a second.
You're lying.
You are so foolish.
This is the best thing. Wait, pause. So it's a pause on life.
We
got to pause on life
this.
Here. So much stuff happening. John, Jen's on the phone. Yeah. She heard what you said.
Oh. You're sitting there playing with my kids. You're such a delicate flower. You can't get sand on yourself at the beach. That's just ridiculous.
I feel like sand is okay. It's the pee. I think he's got an issue.
So, I am so sure that my youngest did not pee on him. He's 10 years old. I'm sure he had like a bucket of water and that they were teasing him. Maybe he was saying he was going to pee on you because he likes pee and poo and fart jokes. Such
now,
a baby.
Jen, why would I lie about that? Because I can guarantee you I know what a penis with pee coming out of it.
Oh, Jesus.
You're just a liar is what I'm finding out. You're just a liar. You tell me how much you like kids and made me believe all that. And then, I got sand on you, me and her kids were playing what, rough. And just tell someone you like kids.
What kids do. Are you too far? Are you too far? A piss bath? Come on.
What?
I mean, listen, boys will be boys, and I'm sure that Jen will have a talk with her son about what you're accusing him of, and besides that, would you like to go see Jen? Maybe the next date will be just you and Jen. Guaranteed nobody will pee on anybody unless it's requested.
There ain't going to be a next time. I'm done. I cannot do it.
You're done, and now I'm pissed. That's what I'll tell you.
Well, good. Just don't let somebody piss on your head.
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
All right, it's great to offer favors to people that you're trying to date. You know what I'm saying? It's worth a lot of points when you get it right, when you actually follow through, when you 100% get the favor correct. So make sure you do that. Otherwise, you're going to be talking to us for the second date update on the 10th. All right, so check out another one. Monday morning, 8:10, right here with the Get Up Crew, Romero, Pebbles, Melissa.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.